Maybe she's telling them maybe to take a foot or foot inside the cabinet. You know, like when you stand up, you know. You catch a foot, so you stand up, kick your foot, and put your foot in there. I guess the you know, your sink, because it's in the house. They need to go bed. It ain't no chair. No chair.
So up there, The show must go on.
Let us stand our feet. Y'all looking good? Y'all feeling good today?
Oh yeah.
Come on, y'all can't complain. These beautiful nights you get to sleep, and these beautiful days you get to sit on the porch.
Yeah.
And move into our fall season.
Yes,
yes. Yes. I love it. It don't like me, but I love it. But we are here not just to show up and be seen, but we are here to proclaim the good news that Jesus is the King, who?
Created this day as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as final judge to rule.
Amen. And we are so glad our Jesus Christ team meeting is back.
Amen.
This is how I fight my battle.
It may look like I'm surrounded. surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Right.
beloved. You may be seated. You may be seated. Time for announcement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So, if you are visiting with us today, thank you for choosing Runner for Christ Ministries. Amen.
Amen.
We hope that you were blessed or will be blessed by our praise team singing praises and be blessed by the preached word of our pastor. And so I just want to read, we often wish we could escape troubles of life, the pain of grief, loss, sorrow, and failures, or even the small daily frustrations that constantly wear us down. God promises to be close to the brokenhearted and to be the source of power, courage, and wisdom, helping us through our problems. Sometimes he chooses to deliver us from those problems. Other times he wants us to depend and trust him to get us through those problems. Always know you can lean, depend, and trust God through any situation that comes in your life. Amen. So that was Sheila's devotional, in case I wasn't here today, but I'm here, so y'all know y'all will get something else. Amen. All right. So don't forget, on Tuesdays, Minister Richard Overall is on Blog Talk Radio with Training Day. Wednesday at 6 p.m., we have our Bible class. So you do need a textbook for the class. If you don't, just email Pastor O or go to our church website, rfcm.org, and you can get a book. Deacon Charles Tate this week will be teaching Ehud Frees Israel. And then that's the lesson, and the questions are at the end of the book to make sure. Just be ready. Amen. 7 o'clock on Fridays, Deaconess Kathy is on Blog Talk Radio with Bring Back the Family, talking about the kids. If you want to pay any tithes or give any love offerings, just go to our church website, rfcm.org. Everything is on there, classes, books, jobs, resources, anything that you could possibly think of is on there. We do have a prayer list that will be coming for altar call. As far as bereavement, please remember to keep Deacon Eric Reed in your prayers in the loss of, I want to say his name right, Demel Kemp, the young man from E-Course who was 18 who was shot and killed up here at the gas station on Auto Drive and 4th Street. Please keep his mother, it's Deacon Eric Reed's cousin. So just keep him and the young man's family lifted up in prayer. It's just a lot going on with our kids, and our kids deserve to live and flourish. They deserve to have happy lives. And when you're talking about lives are being taken at 18, you know, it's just, it's heartbreaking. And there's always collateral damage that comes from that. It's not just his family. It's not just the people he went to school with. It's someone who reads the news article or someone who passes by or someone who lives in the community. It's not just immediate family. So when you're talking news story after news story after news story, it's a lot. And it is very burdensome. And it is just, it should be something that leads us back to the feet of Jesus to pray for our children, because they deserve to live and have a life. Amen.
Amen.
So just continue to keep their family lifted up in prayer, as well as anyone and everyone else who is bereaved. Amen. So birthdays for this month: Brother Ed Johnson again on the 1st, Mother Persia on the 2nd, Pastor O's daughter Dion on the 5th, Deacon Ali celebrated his birthday on the 11th, Deacon Charles Macman Mackey celebrated his birthday on the 12th, Deacon Charles Tate on the 14th, Pastor O on the 18th, Nakia on the 21st, Deaconess Kathy on the 22nd. I think some kids still say nothing.
Chandler on the 19th.
Okay. All right. And so, happy birthday to Reverend and Mrs. John Maddox. These are the parents of Mother Irma. This is year 100 for her mother. We know that she has gone home to be with the Lord, but she would have been 100 years old. She was a true supporter of Run for Christ Ministries. He was the uncle to many of the members here, the overall Tate and Reed family. Amen. And so this was just the message from Mother Irma. Amen. To her parents. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And so, as a devotional, It is entitled, You Don't Have to Understand the Why. Psalm chapter 119, verse 32. If the... Hold on, y'all. Let me go back to it. I tried to send them to myself, and then they don't come up right. Right? Ain't it? Okay. All right. I'm just going to read it the way that it is in my phone. Okay. Psalm 119:32 says, I will quickly obey your commands. You don't need to fully grasp something to benefit from it. I don't understand how heavy planes fly in the air, but I fly often. I don't understand how computers work, but I use one all the time. I don't understand the internal combustion engine, but I've driven a car for years. You don't have to understand something to enjoy it and benefit from it. And you don't have to understand why God tells you to do something to benefit from your obedience. If you're a parent, you've likely told your child to do something and had them respond, why should I do that? Bless a man in heaven now, because you know we don't play that. And you may have responded with four little words, because I said so. When you do that, you're saying much more than those four words. You're really saying, I've been around a lot longer than you. You're not old enough to understand, but one day you will. I'm telling you to do this for your own good. And if anyone has the right and authority to say, because I said so, it's God, the omnipotent creator and ruler of the universe and our heavenly Father. In the Bible, whenever God gives a command without a specific date on it, he expects immediate action. I'll give you an example. When our children were growing up, my wife Kay would sometimes call the family to dinner at a specific time. When she said, come to dinner at 5:30, it meant we needed to be ready to eat at that time. But if she said, come to dinner, we knew that meant right now. Kids like to play all kinds of games to delay their obedience. Sometimes they pretend they don't hear you. We do this with God all the time.
Yes.
We pretend we can't hear him even though he is speaking very clearly. Another game is, imagine mom is talking to someone else. You didn't mean for me to get to dinner at 5:30, did you? We do the same thing with God when we read a command in the Bible and pretend he's talking to someone else. But none of these tricks fool God. These delay tactics are a subtle rebellion that question God's authority or his plan. Faith is obeying God's command immediately, even when you don't understand or when you see roadblocks ahead. Step forward in faith, knowing God is motivated by his love for you and that he has your best interest at heart. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I forgot to put the slide in because I forgot it's the last Sunday. But it's birthday song Sunday. Okay. All our September people on their birthday. Oh, yeah. We got another birthday we need to add on September 30th, Jalen. Yeah, my bad. We got to get it together. We're going
to
get
it together. Next year.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Next year. We're going to check. All
right. Y'all, hopefully, y'all remember the song. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Each day of the year, may you find Jesus near. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May his love, peace, and blessing shower you. Oh yeah, may his love, peace, and blessing shower you.
Y'all, get your pockets together, because me and Deacon is Lolo, we up next. I'm kicking over a big door, so just saying. Right. Got a six and a zero, so that's where we started. That's the floor. Amen. See, Nicole, if you got any complaints. All right, stand to your feet. It is time for offering. As you see, our deacons are ready to assist you. And during this next song, they will be coming around to collect. Amen. I think y'all know this song. Y'all don't need any words for this song. Are you a friend of God? You may not think you are, but that's what he said about you. He said it every day. We're friends. We're family. We're not breaking up. We're going to be together forever. So since he feels that way about us, that's how we should do
It's amazing. Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me?
Yeah.
be seated. Time for us to talk to our friend together on behalf of others. We're continuing our prayers for the citizens of Morocco and Libya. And also, I just saw on the news this morning, New Orleans is having an issue with fresh water because the Mississippi is declining, so the ocean waters are coming in into their drinking water system. That's salt water. And so they're having to figure out how to replace the water that doesn't come from the Mississippi because, you know, rivers run down. And we've been in droughts up here in the north, in the Midwest. But we know the one who separated the waters from the droughts. So add that to your list. UAW and the auto company negotiations. Many are being laid off. And this is things we need to understand. They're not just being laid off. They're being laid off without benefits. Mm-hmm. They're not getting paid. No unemployment, no strike fund if they're laid off. Mm-hmm. And we got to admit it, it's corporate greed.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you fall on the map, we have to see it from where God sees it. It's against people flourishing. So we pray that the negotiations will continue and that there'll be a resolution soon in the strike issue. Of course, our U.S. Congress, they're home this weekend, and we're facing government shutdowns that affect everybody in this room. Again, Pastor Terry State, Darius, getting into the top of that list. Deacons Mary and Charles State, Deacon Kathy Clymore, Doris Gaither, our school systems, all public, everybody who has anything to do, and of course our college students, going to be on constant prayer watch as well as our mothers. So while Pastor Sarah is taking us to the throne, we go together and we lift all these things up before our Lord.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you, first of all, for ripping the veil in half to be able to sit with you.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us access to whatever it is that we need from you, Lord, and allow us to open our eyes to see right in front of us what it is you provide. We thank you for everyone on the list, Lord, as we continue to include them in our prayers and intercede for them, Lord. But we also ask that you hear the hearts of those that are not on the list, Lord. We thank you for every mother, every father, every family member that upholds these students on the list, Lord, and every student in every public and private and charter setting. And we thank you for all the provision you've provided, Lord, but we need a little bit more. We ask that you continue to bless all the educators with the wisdom it is that they have, Lord, and anything that they need, give it to them so that they can uphold all the things that they need to do for the children coming and the children that have gone. Thank you for all of the things you provide, Lord, and that we can never say thank you enough. But as we stand here, we also want to say bless our nation as they continue to move in a way that may not look like you. We ask that people have the courage to represent you in all of the highest places that you've seen fit. Mm-hmm. And we ask that if they don't have the courage, move them completely out of the way to give space for your spirit to move.
Yes.
We thank you for the grace and the favor that you give the families that's representing him, Lord, and the families that are not here, bless them even more, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for the people that are eager enough to look for you, and we ask that we continue to portray examples that show them directly what it is to be up under you. Mm-hmm. Again, we thank you for the sacrifice of the cross, Lord, and we ask that you remind us of that when we continue to make our daily decisions. Mm-hmm. We ask that you remind us of those things that you brought us from, Lord, and those things that we see you taking us through right now. Mm-hmm. And we ask that you keep our transparency really clear, mm-hmm. so that we don't hide our shame. Lord, we allow you to come in and dwell in this space so that you are able to just move and live and continue to have your being within us, Lord. But we ask that when we leave this space that you get bigger in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We ask that you light the fire so that we're eager and zealous and ready to just go completely save lives. And after the lives are saved, Lord, we ask that you help us support those lives. Mm-hmm. As we continue to live our lives, Lord, we ask that we walk completely aligned with what it is that you want us to do, Lord, and we ask that your footsteps are big enough for us to see it. Mm-hmm. However it is that you need to get our attention, Lord, grab it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And hold it, Lord, and we ask that you give us everything we need to keep us focused with you. And whatever it is that we don't need, Lord, allow us to sacrifice it for your will. Thank you for the sun and the moon and the stars, Lord, and we ask that you continue to provide those necessary things for us to live, move, and have our being. And we ask that you continue to pour out all of the revelations that it is that we have on a daily basis that we miss. Mm-hmm. Again, bless our list, Lord, and we ask that you do move Darius to the top of the list, Lord. We ask that you do that exceedingly and abundantly and whatever it is else that he needs behind that. And whatever it is that the person that's going to give him what he needs to be on the list, or give them what they need so that they can thrive and they can give you glory for that too. Thank you again for the opportunity to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for everything that it is that you give us, Lord, all the things that we don't think about that we need that you still provide. The things that we want that you give us, that's our heart desires that have nothing to do with your will, so we think. Mm-hmm. And when we get it, Lord, allow it to be glorious only to you and you alone. Mm-hmm. We ask that you bless our week to be uneventful, Lord, and we ask that you come in and change us in a way so that when we come back Sunday, everybody's shouting at the top of their lungs at how magnificent you are and what your grace does on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Allow us to continue to put our minds in a way that continues to just look to you and you alone and wants everyone to come with them. Don't allow us to be selfish with you, Lord. Allow us to spread your word from here to Judea to the uttermost parts of the earth. And thank you again for everything that you give. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Your name.
One more time for the praise team. It sings so fine, don't you agree? Sorry, you don't watch too much TV. Y'all pray for me. I'm tired. I had to drive to Grand Rapids yesterday and back. But my son had a basketball showcase, so it is what it is. Clearly he wasn't trying to drive back, so I had to do it. He wasn't trying to drive in. But I'm thankful that the Lord provided a way to get there and back safely.
Amen.
thankful that he kept us while we were there and on our way back. And I'm thankful that the Lord is a part of my life.
Amen.
A major, major part of my life. Some, I'm not going to stand up and tell the lie that, you know, you hear people say, the Lord is the head of my life. Lord is the head of my life sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes I'm the head of my life. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's the job. Sometimes it's the car. That's the head of my life. So I'm thankful that he's a major part of my life.
Amen.
And becoming more and more of the head.
Yes.
As me and him work on this journey.
Amen.
Before I pray and give my public service announcement like I do all the time, Pastor Owen and Sheila are out of town on vacation. Do not call them while they're on vacation.
Yes.
They will be back Wednesday. That means you can talk to them Thursday.
Amen.
Now that's my public service announcement, because they will tell me, it will get back to me if somebody calls. The only person that's, I think, allowed to call them is Sharon. So I'm not even trying to call them. There's an emergency, it's about 9 pastors here, and about 30 deacons and deaconesses. I'm sure we can get it. I'm sure we can get it together. And the mothers are here to keep us in line. So I'm sure we can handle anything that comes. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray, Lord. We thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for allowing us the opportunity to praise you and to worship you for the day that you have given us. We thank you for each and every one here, Lord. It seems like a lot of people is here today, so please kick the butterflies out and help me to deliver the word that you fashioned for your people. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to John chapter 9. My sinuses are tripping, so that's why I may sound a little nasally, but it's Michigan, so it is what it is. John chapter 9, and I want to draw your attention to verses 1 through 9. Chapter 9, verse 1 says, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? Some said he was, and others said, no, he just looks like him. But the beggar kept saying, yes, I am the same one. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. As we see here, Jesus healed a man who was born blind. That means he had never seen anything in his life. And the Lord provided this. I've been reading through Matthew chapter 5 all week. So I was thinking that the Lord was going to pull something from Matthew chapter 5. But Matthew chapter 5 has the Beatitudes in it about how we should have our attitudes toward different things that the Lord spelled out. And one of those things is to be obedient, to listen to the Lord and to follow the Lord's lead, have an attitude that's receptive to the Lord. I'm paraphrasing. So the Lord said, turn to John 9 this morning when I was sitting on my couch. I'm familiar with the story and I'm trusting the Lord to convey the message. And along the way, he reminded me that sometimes we lose sight of what Jesus is capable of doing in our lives because we put our faith in everything and everyone else except him. Jesus took a man that had never seen, never had vision, was born blind, and basically made a mud pie and slathered it on his eyes and told him to go to the pool and wash. And it says, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? And a lot of times we see people who are going through things and we think it's because they've done something wrong or because somebody attached to them has done something wrong. Because we judge folks. We look at those folks who ask for money and or beg for change or sleep under the freeway as, oh, they need to get their lives together. Or maybe they was on drugs. Maybe they drank too much. Maybe they ain't pay attention too much in school. And one day I saw a man up under the overpass, and I started doing that. I was like, maybe he, you know, partied too much. Maybe he didn't take life too serious. And the Lord brought to my attention, maybe he was abused. Maybe he didn't have direction. Maybe he was victimized as a kid and couldn't shake that off. Maybe there's a spiritual stronghold that has him that needs to be released. Preacher.
That's real.
Been saved since you was 10.
That's real. Say that.
Who can you sit and pass judgment on? Nobody. I'm in my mid-40s just going to therapy for stuff from my childhood. And yes, I had an awesome village. Yes, I had a wonderful upbringing despite having limited resources financially. I found out I was under the poverty line till I was in college.
Right.
I thought everybody had food stamps. Seriously. I didn't know. But I realized something reading this. No matter what you're going through, the Lord is not surprised by it. And he has a purpose for it. Even the stuff that we do against us and others. Amen? Verse 3 says, it was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. That felt good to read. I want to do it one more time. It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins. Jesus answered, this happened so the power of God could be seen in him. Think about that for a second. You may have thought that your worst nightmare came to pass to harm you or to hurt you.
Wow.
My worst nightmare coming to pass was my mom leaving. I've made no, you know, that's been, I would tell any and everybody that. Growing up as a kid, that's all I had in a parent was my mother. So when she left, that was the nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've learned so much about me, my family, my extended family, my relationship with the Lord totally changed when she left. So the power of God could be seen in him. Because you know what happens? A lot of times we have to walk through stuff first so that we can inspire and encourage those who are behind us. Amen?
Amen.
Because there have been times where I've had to sit and talk to, I remember talking to Vinnie Burgess when Mother Burgess passed away. Yep. Some of y'all don't know, that was one of the original mothers of Running for Christ. And when she passed on, I had to talk to him about the different feelings that you go through, the different things. That wasn't by John's power, that was by the power of God in me to share with my brother as he was going through. So we have to understand, we can't take the mentality of woe is me. Why am I like Bad Luck Slept Rock on the Flintstones, where just everything I touch and everything I deal with destroys or breaks or people leave? That's one of the reasons why I even went to counseling, because in 7 months I had 7 family members leave the planet.
That's
and I realized that I wasn't all right. I was dealing with mood swings. And thank God for my children, because they was, you know, they would help keep me stable, because they had some foolishness. Dad, okay. But I understand, and I'm learning to understand more and more that what I go through, the Lord has to be displayed in me.
Yeah.
In my reaction to what I'm going through.
Yeah.
I can't ball up in the bed and stay there and cry. I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
There are going to be days where I want to lay in the bed. Yeah. There are going to be days that I'm just going to sit and chill and be quiet.
That's right.
But I'm not going to stay there, because I have a purpose.
Man.
And if the one living true God is inside of me, what can't I conquer?
Yes.
Come on. Yes.
And it's really already been conquered. It's just me doing my part, being obedient, and realizing that I'm a son of the King.
Amen.
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 We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I'm here in the world, I am the light of the world. We must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. You know, I look at the prayer list, and I listen to what Janice said about the Mississippi River and the ocean. And if we all being honest, time ain't long. Jesus said back then, we must quickly carry out the duties that have been assigned to us.
Yes.
I've been in corrections for a minute, and I've tried time and time to leave. Lord won't let me until it's time.
That's right.
Because I still have assigned duties to carry out.
Yes.
There are educators in here. There are nurses, there are professionals, even mothers that may be retired. We're all here for a reason. We didn't leave last night or early this morning because we still have assigned duties that must be carried out. And he said quickly, because the night is coming and then no one can work. Most of my jobs have been day shift. And when I did work at night, I was asleep. On the job. Just being honest. I didn't get caught, thank you. But most people don't work at night. And then, not so that he's talking about just nightfall, but it's getting to a point where the day is coming to an end. But while I'm here in the world, I'm the light of the world. We're here in the world. Jesus went on back to glory. So guess who's the light? Us. We're the light of the world now. Jesus carried out his assigned duties. And then he went home. He'll be back for us. But while we're here, we have work to do.
Amen.
You can see all these natural disasters. I just see it as God doing his work, trying to get folks' attention to let us know that I'm on the schedule. Regardless of what you own, I'm on schedule. And you can sit up here and be Lulu and La La Land if you want to, but that's not going to work out well for you. There are so many people who aren't saved. The numbers speak to the majority of the world not being saved, not professing Jesus. Now, that's a lot of stuff that they professing, but it ain't Jesus. Somebody asked me, how do we know that Jesus is the way? I said, Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. He's the door between you and the Father, you and eternal life. And then I sent scripture to support that, not just, and you know, and it generated a conversation. And you don't have to be a preacher or a teacher. You can look it up in the Word for yourself. And if you don't know where it is in the Word, you can go to the Google and type it in. Right. Verse 6 says, then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. This man, only Jesus could do that.
Right. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Only Jesus could make mud pie, put it on his eyes, and say, go wash. Knowing that he was going to see. Remember, the book of John speaks to the deity of Jesus. Because so many people in the world, they don't attach Jesus and God as being God, truly God. They don't do that. The world just pumps him up as a Jewish prophet. But we know better. If you just look back in certain situations in your lives, you will say, I know it was the blood that kept me. You got to see the Equalizer 3. You would know that it was Jesus. All right, y'all pay attention. Preachers be getting up and clowning. But, all right now. You know that it was nothing but Jesus that kept you through.
Amen.
My son did his college essay, and we were going back and forth, back and forth. Anybody that's ever worked with teenagers or had teenagers, sometimes it's like pulling teeth just to get them to do the simplest thing. But you know, I understood after he sent me the rough draft why it was such a struggle. See, one thing that God has shown me over the years with dealing with my sons is that they have a greater purpose than you could ever imagine. And you just do your part and I do the rest. Because they're mine. They belong to me. So when I read it, and I read each word carefully, and I said, I understand now why he struggled with this, because he was telling his story about how he started high school with his mom gone, and all the different things that he went through. stuff that I didn't even know about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I realized that the only reason why my son is alive, because I ain't going to tell his business, I let him tell his own business. Mm-hmm. The only reason why my son is alive is because of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'm not exaggerating. This is not a stretch of anything. Because when his mama left, I said, this is going to be extremely difficult for him because they were best friends. And all week, I've been high because I realized that it's nothing but the work, the blood, the constant intercession of Jesus that keeps me and man, because we all belong to him anyway, because he paid the price. We couldn't pay that price. We not even worthy to take the punishment. We deserved every bit of the punishment at all. As soon as that first lash from the whip, I would have took off running. I'm out. You got to catch me and get this whooping. I'd have been Carl Lewis and Flo-Jo together. All right, y'all pay attention now. We got to get finished. So further down into the story, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, will Pastor always say, because they were sad, you see. I love that, so funny. They questioned what happened. Now, mind you, there were witnesses. And they were so indignant, they went and summoned his parents and said, was this man born blind, y'all son? Was he born blind? And the parents knew, you know, that if they answered a certain way, they would be kicked out the synagogue, the church, basically, at that time. So they said, he's old enough, ask him, grown man. They didn't believe, they didn't want Jesus to be seen as God, as the Messiah. They didn't want that. They questioned this man's parents because, and they said, yes, he was born blind, but ask him how he got healed. And one thing that he kept saying was, Jesus did this to me. I was born blind, y'all know that. They even tried to say in the passage that, no, he just looks like the dude that was blind that used to beg. But it's nothing but only because of what Jesus did and what he does. Every single day, throughout the day, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
The place of honor, as it's listed in the Word. Going to bat for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Despite you.
Yeah. Say that.
He's going to bat for you.
Amen.
No matter what you're going through, your purpose, your being, your living needs to be wrapped up in him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the truth of the matter is we like to blame situations. We like to blame people for what we go through. You know who John's worst enemy is?
John.
I ain't talking about my cousin. I'm talking about me. And if you talk, have an honest conversation with John, he'll tell you, yeah, my worst enemy is me too. Because he's going to keep it real. Whether you like it or not. But that's my man stuff. Say something wrong about him, might steal my blood. But what am I saying? No matter what we go through, no matter what we're dealing with, we have to look to Jesus.
Yeah.
The problem's already solved. We just have to do our part.
Yes.
We have to do our part in it. When he told Moses to just stand by the Red Sea,
that's all.
Hold the stick up. That was Moses doing his part. God would do the supernatural. Because the reality is, when Jesus said it is finished, it was finished. For eternity. We just have to do our part. Because even the blind man had a part. Jesus put the mud on his eyes and he said, "I go wash your face in the pool of Siloam. For you it may be, hey, cut your radio off and pray for that sister.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Go take a pot of chicken over there to such and such. Mm-hmm. Give such and such a call and check in on them. Shoot them a text message and say, I love you, I'm thinking about you. There's a gratification that you feel spiritually and physically and mentally when you do what the Lord tells you to do. And time ain't long. We in and out of church every week, listening to the word, and we see what's going on. We seeing babies exterminated in our communities. We seeing these floods. We seeing these fires. And what are we doing about it? When we got the one living true God inside of each and every one of us who are saved, what are we doing? Because we all got a part. We all have assigned duties. We must quickly carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. Lord knew that I was going to get saved October 31st of 1987. He knew that before I was born. He knew that I would be standing here today. He knew every assignment that he was going to give me. I just had to do my part. We all have a part to do. It ain't just, the onus ain't just on people that have positions in the church. If you save, you got a position in the church. Because you're part of the body of Christ. The church.
Yes, you are.
Our lives need to mimic what Jesus did, because we the light. Everybody in the house saved?
Yes.
All right. I mean, I'm looking around. All right, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for breaking it down, Lord, and making it plain for us.
Yes.
Help us not to judge folks. Help us, Lord, to simply focus on the assigned tasks that you've given us, because you sent us with those tasks and you expect for them to be carried out. Help us to realize everything that we need is all wrapped up in you. And help us to go forward, Lord, making disciples, leading folks to you so that they can spend eternity with you. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, brother, for that word today. As usual, we'll be delivered. As you all know, whenever the pastor decides to take a day off, we take up an offering for our preacher. So that's what we're going to do at this time.
Remember prayer lists, remember classes.
So this ministry is devoted to doing damage to victims of ignorance. So if you don't know what's going on in the Word, and you're reading the Word, you're struggling, you have no excuses. You got plenty of classes to get in. And come learn the Word. Keep all our folks in prayer.
He went to the
restaurant. Oh. Just be mindful of praying for each other. Everybody here you see needs prayer. All the time. As we're standing to our feet. Children took the day off. Shame on them. Now we gotta remember the words.
Yeah.
was able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Let us say, amen.
Amen. Amen.